Voice of Korea.
This is Voice of Korea.
Transmission from Pyongyang, the capital of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea.
Here is the mixed colors.
Thank you.
Wala po sa nang mga karus.
Sa nga si Jenny Grace Chinchay.
Supreme Commander of the Korean People's Army, Kim Jong-un, urgently convened an operational meeting concerning the implementation of the fire-striking task of the strategic rocket force of the Korean People's Army and finalized the fire-striking plan. The U.S. imperialist aggressive agents for violating the sovereignty of the PRK and the supreme interests of the country have entered a serious phase. Despite repeated warnings, the U.S. imperialist, in addition to the dispatch of the B-52 nuclear strategic bombers to the sky of South Korea, sent both strategic bombers B-2A in the White Man Air Base in Missouri of the U.S. mainland and other strategic striking means anew to the sky of the South Korean vision on March 28th for the first time in history. They went so far as to commit dangerous provocations, openly conducting ground target striking drills aimed at the DPRK. It clearly shows that the brigandish aggressive ambition of the U.S. imperialists to confront us to the end has reached extreme, landing a deaf ear to the meaningful warning of our revolutionary armed forces made public through the statement of the Supreme Commander of the Korean People's Army dated March 26th. Concerning the crucial situation, Marshal Kim Jong-un urgently convened the operational meeting on implementation of the fire-striking task of the strategic rocket force of the Korean People's Army at the Supreme Command at 0 hours 30 minutes on March 29. Present at the meeting was Hyun Young-chul, Chief of the General Staff of the Korean People's Army, Lee Young-gil, Director of the Operational Department, Kim Young-chul, Director of the General Reconnaissance Department, and Kim Rak-yong, commander of the strategic rocket force. At the meeting, respective Supreme Commander Kim Jong-un first told a report on the enemy situation related to the character of action of the nuclear striking means of the U.S. imperialist aggressive forces from Army General Kim Jong-sol, Deputy Chief of the General Staff and Director of the General Reconnaissance Department. He also received the report on the technical conditions of the strategic striking means of the Army
from Army Lieutenant General Kim Jae-kyung, commander of the strategic rocket force, and made a crucial decision.
He said
it has been considered that in view of the prevailing situation, it is time to settle total accounts with the U.S. imperialists. He said if the U.S. imperialists bring huge strategic force and recklessly open fire, we should indiscriminately strike their hangout U.S. mainland as well as all the bases of the U.S. imperialist U.S. forces in Hawaii, the Palm Islands, and other operational districts in the Pacific, and bases of the U.S. forces in South Korea. He examined and finalized the fire-striking plan of the strategic rocket force. He spoke to the Supreme Commander Kim Jong-un, said the dispatch of B-2A self-strategic bombers to South Korean sky in succession by the U.S. imperialists shows once again that their hostilities against the DPRK have entered a reckless stage of action, beyond the stage of mere threat and blackmail. He said the dispatch is not a mere demonstration of armed forces in defiance for a strong sense, but ultimatum to trigger off a nuclear war in the Korean Peninsula, and stressed the need to put a definite end to the time when the U.S. imperialists threatened blackmail last week's news. He said our revolutionary armed forces would answer the nuclear blackmail of the U.S. imperialists with a massive nuclear attack and the aggressive war with a total war of justice. Respect to the Supreme Commander Kim Jong-un, in charge of the strategic rockets of the army, prepared to open fire to strike the U.S. mainland and the bases of the U.S. imperialist aggressor forces in Hawaii, Palm Islands, and other operational districts in the Pacific, and the bases of the U.S. forces in South Korea at any moment, and finalize the plan of the technical preparatory process of the strategic rocket. He said the enemy is bringing dark clouds of nuclear war, testing our patience, and resolutely announced that we cannot tolerate any longer, and ordered everything be blown up and burned to ashes with a first strike. He said, at this moment, too, the brave officers and men of the people's army and entire people expressed burning indignation at the adventurous war movements of the U.S. imperialists, and hardening their will to turn out in the death-defying resistance against the enemy, wait for the final order of the party center. He stressed that our army will not remain indifferent to the frantic aggressive movements of the U.S. imperialists, but do everything in their power to defend the destiny of the country and nation. Noting that it is the truth confirmed by history that nobody in the world can check the people, if it is not for a just cause, he emphasized that if an undesirable war breaks out again on this land due to the unpardonable hysterics of the U.S. imperialists, they will face an ignominious defeat, and the great Korean nation will create a bright new day of national reunification.
From all army publicity officials meeting with hand at the April 25th House of Culture on March 28th, consecration on the eve of war, when the full army and the people across the country have turned out as one in the total confrontation to defend the sovereignty and security of the country. Respected Marshal Kim Jong-un, who's the secretary of the Workers' Party of Korea, first chairman of the National Defense Commission of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, and supreme commander of the Korean People's Army, guided the meeting. Present at the meeting were Mr. Commissars of Services and Corps and publicity officials of the Korean People's Army, including those of the ground, naval, air and anti-aircraft forces, strategic rocket force, and military academies of different levels. At 8 a.m., Supreme Commander Kim Jong-un came out to the Russian to guide the meeting. All the participants enthusiastically welcomed him, raising 10 cheers of prayer. The Russian was taken by Choi Jong-hye and other commanding officials and exemplary publicity officials of the People's Army. Vice Marshal of the Korean People's Army, Choi Jong-hye, Director of the General Political Bureau of the Korean People's Army, made a report. The report was sent. The historic all-army publicity officials meeting is held under the guidance of the respective Supreme Commander Kim Jong-un on the eve of war, when the vessel appeal of our revolution, the armed forces, for countermeasures against the United States and its followers seriously infringing upon the security and sovereignty of the country will be demonstrated through practical military action. The more than 80 year long proud history of the Korean Revolution, the armed forces, brilliantly records the modern revolutionary achievements of the great generals Kim Il Sung and Kim Jong Il, who fostered the people's army as the army greatest in ideology by admirably applying the city-based theory on ideology to the army building and military activities. The classic course of army building is vigorously building to the new high stage thanks to the respect of the Supreme Commander Kim Jong Un, who regards it as his lifelong mission to accomplish the course of the Korean Revolution, the course of army building of the great leaders Kim Il Sung and Kim Jong Il, founder and builder of the Korean Revolution, the armed forces. Speeches were made at the meeting. Supreme Commander Kim Jong Un made a historic speech. He said it is of great importance that the old army publicity officials meeting was held when the general marched to defend the security and sovereignty of the country and win the final victory of the social revolution with the arms of freedom is set up. He said he organized the old army publicity officials meeting attended given by the publicity officials of the sub-unit, another meeting of military operations in the green period when a touch and go situation has been created due to the reckless fire numbers of the enemy. And it is a manifestation of the unshakable faith and will of the party to win a decisive victory with the might of ideology in the future confrontation with the U.S. imperialists and their followers. He said the people's army should do all the ideological work in the way of the fighting army, and points out that the publicity officials should find themselves in the saving of humanity to conduct the ideological work militantly with that humanity in the way of frontline political work, which should possibly arouse the combatants to make a pledge of loyalty in the burning fields and trenches and turn out in the final decisive battles. He said, see, we have to finish confrontation with the U.S. imperialists, which has lasted for more than half a century, and put forward the tasks and ways for the people's army to make all the ideological work fully ready for the war in conformity with the demand of the situation, in which the armistice agreement has been completely nullified and the fields of war been lit. He noted that attaching importance to ideology is the consistent line of building the revolutionary armed forces, and the arms fully loaded with the ideology and faith are almost invincible. And he expressed a deep belief that all the publicity officials of the People's Army would wonderfully discharge their sacred mission and duty to the times and revolution, and thus live up to great trust and expectation of the party. A letter of pledge to the respective Supreme Commander Marshal Kim Jong-un was adopted at the meeting. The Korean army and the people will demonstrate their reverent zeal for countermeasures with practical military action. Statement of the Supreme Commander of the Korean People's Army. Despite the repeated warnings of our army and the people, the nuclear war exercises of the United States against us are conducted at the stage of real war, the danger line. On March 25th, the United States suddenly sent a formation of the nuclear strategic bomber B-52 at the Anderson Air Base on the Guam Island into the sky of South Korea around 8 a.m. and conducted an intensive practical nuclear striking exercise aimed at imaginary objects in the depth of the DPRK from around 11:50 while opening it to the public. Synchronizing with it, it instigated the South Korean conservative media to introduce the process of the operations to kill Osama bin Laden, which happened in 2010. According to the opening announcement of the operational plan of the South Korea-U.S. combined forces, it involves the vicious operational plan to do harm to the dignity of our Supreme Leadership with the murderous striking means and methods of the U.S. imperialist aggressive forces and the South Korean Patriot Army. Was here, they say that their operation to do harm to the dignity of our Supreme Leadership has no problem in military technique, and even at present, they are keeping precision watch of all our actions concerned and glad that now is the time to enforce offensive North policy, not defensive one. Possibly leaving the freedom of the worship Tsunan with us again and shifting the responsibility for the Yongtan Island of healing on us as trader Lin Yong-jae. The present South Korean authorities blasted that they plan to make a precision missile strike on the bronze statues of Generalissimo Kim Il-sung and Kim Jong-il in Korean and all other parts of the DPRK if a local provocation of the same character recurs. They go so far as to say, like a faithless puppy of no fear, that they have already made even the list of priority of removal based on a specific analysis of their positions, sizes, and features. All these movements show that the anti-DPRK hostile acts of the United States, the South Korean puppets, and all other followers going on under the pretext of a man-made Earth satellite launch and underground nuclear test have entered the stage of reckless action beyond the stage of threat and blackmail. The seriousness of the situation lies in the fact that such reckless movements coincide with a resolution on sanctions against the DPRK, invented by the United States, which is developing into an action of high intensity and the cross-territorial nexus with all hostile forces. Concerning the present prevailing situation, the Supreme Command of the Korean People's Army declares the following final decision of our army and people at home and abroad. First, our army and people will demonstrate their resolute will for countermeasures to defend the sovereignty and supreme dignity of the country with practical military action. There is limited impatience. It is a definite conclusion we find that we can no longer remain indifferent to the serious reality in which the sovereignty and supreme dignity of the country are ruthlessly infringed upon, and the U.S. nuclear threat and blackmail developed into an action of real war. From this moment, the Supreme Command of the Korean People's Army will put on combat duty number one all the field artillery groups, including a strategic rocket unit and long-distance artillery units, which have the task to strike the bases of the U.S. imperialist aggressive forces in the U.S. mainland and the Pacific military operation regions, including Hawaii and Guam Island, on all enemy targets in and around South Korea. Second, the strongest will of the army will be shown with a physical action, suppressing tactical soldiers of the South Korea troops who are dancing to the tune of the master's hostile policy towards the DPRK. They would not be a failure they dream if they think they would have a chance to strike what they call thought and punish the so-called supporting and commanding force. They must bear in mind that everything will be blown up and reduced to ashes at the first moment of our strike. It is the unshakable stand of our army and people not to allow the present chief executive to follow in the fast steps of the traitorous acts of the former ruler, who ruptured the inter-Korean relations and erected the road of peace and prosperity for 5 years. Third, we call on the progressive humankind of the world who oppose war and love peace to turn out as one in the struggle against the high-handedness and arbitrariness of the brigandish United States. Injustice committed by big powers with great military might is met by no means justice. The resolution of the UN Security Council too, if it loses fairness, is reduced to injustice and becomes international crime, seeming against the trend of the times. Injustice is temporary and the flame bound to be put out. But justice is everlasting and the flame is flaring up. We call on the world conscience not to blindly follow them, but actively join our armed people in their struggle to defend independence and justice. Victory is on the side of our armed people who have turned out to defend the sovereignty and the justice and people loving progressive humankind of the world. Command of the Korean People's Army, March 26, UK 102, or 2013.
Alberto Anaya Gutierrez, national leader of the Workers' Party of Mexico, recently sent a letter to Richard Kim Jong-un on behalf of the participants in the 17th seminar of World Political Parties on Building a New Society. The letter says, Kim Jong-un possessed of extraordinary wisdom, outstanding political ability, and noble, popular personality, is adding glory to soldiers for Korea, Sungun Korea, before the whole world, a legacy handed down by the great Kim Il-sung and Kim Jong-il. The world progressives admire this Grand Marshal Kim Jong-un, who has resolutely frustrated the movements of the imperialist allied forces to isolate and stifle the PPRK and led the Workers' Party of Korea and the Korean people only to victory and glory, thereby placing the dignity of the Korean nation on the highest plane. They also respect him as the greatest of great men in the world. The amazing events taking place in Southeast Korea today are giving great confidence and courage to the world progressive political parties and people in their struggle for independence against imperialism and for socialism. The latter wish the Kim Jong-un good health and happiness, expressing the belief that the Workers' Party of Korea and the Korean people under its wise leadership should open a turning phase in efforts to build a thriving socialist nation and achieve national reunification. In significant 2013, marking the 65th anniversary of the PPRK and the 60th anniversary of the Korean people's victory in the Fatherland Liberation War. Revolutionary activities of Supreme Commander of the Korean people's army, Kim Jong-un, were reported in different countries between the 21st and the 25th. Mass media of China, Russia, the United States, Japan, Egypt, and Nigeria reports the news that this fact the Supreme Commander Kim Jong-un guided the work at different sectors of the Korean People's Army, inspected Unit 1501 of the Army, looked around the restaurant ship Haedonggang on the spot by the Army, inspected the command of Unit 1973, honored with the title of Ultimate Letter 7th Regiment, and the 2nd Battalion under the unit, and guided the training for strike on target by high precision unmanned striker and downing of low altitude attacking cruise missiles of the enemy by self propelled flak rockets. Preparatory committees for celebrating the Day of the Sun were inaugurated in Pakistan, Brazil, Slovakia, and Bulgaria on the 20th and the 21st. Chairman and Secretary General were elected at inaugural ceremonies. The Preparatory Committee decided to organize colorful political and cultural functions, including meetings, photo exhibitions, and film shows in praise of the noble revolutionary life and immortal exploits of the great Kim Il-sung and Kim Jong-il, on the occasion of the significant Day of the Sun, the birth anniversary of President Kim Il-sung. The ceremony for conveying the immortal flower to New Sunyas was recently held at the Botanical Garden in Guinea on the occasion of the Day of the Sun. Seen at the venue of the function were photos on the immortal exploits of the great Kim Il-sung and Kim Jong-un and respected Kim Jong-un. Present there were personages of different circles in Guinea. Speakers at the function said they would regard it as a duty to develop a friendly relationship with Korea and make active efforts to learn after the great Suchai Deer and widely propagate Kim Il-sung in Guinea. Dozens of Kim Il-sung's were conveyed to the personages of the Botanical Garden. Chae Yong-min, Premier of the PPRK Cabinet, on Wednesday sent a congratulatory message to Alenka Bratušek upon her appointment as Prime Minister of the Republic of Slovenia. On the same day, PPRK Foreign Minister Fagrid Sun also sent a similar message to Slovenian counterpart Karl Elizabeth. The National School Children's 1,000 Dream Journey for Learning marches to mark the 90th anniversary of the journey made by the great leader journalist Kim Il-sung arrived in Pyongyang by train on Thursday. They left Popyeong on the 15th and crossed the crest of Mount Olga and marched up to Kaesong on foot through Hwapyeong, Gangge, Chunsung, and Hyangsan. That day, people warmly welcomed the marchers along the long route. Pyongyang railway station to Gwangbuk Street and Manjeongdae, placing garlands around their necks. Chae Tae-bok, Secretary of the Central Committee of the Workers' Party of Korea, issued concerns, and officials of the Kim Il-sung Socialist Youth League welcomed the marchers and marched together with them. Arriving in Manjeongdae, the sacred place of revolution, the Marxists held a meeting at the Manyunga Revolutionary School. Present there were church headboss, officials concerned, officials of the youth league, and the marchers. Before the meeting, participants laid a floral basket and bouquets before the throne statues of the great generalissimos Kim Il-sung and Kim Jong-il in the Manyunga Revolutionary School and made a bow to them. At the meeting, church headboss conveyed a congratulatory message of the Central Committee of the Workers' Party of Korea to the marchers. Marchers made speeches. The letter to marchers was adopted at the meeting. National technical short course on the formation and cultivation of lawn was held in Pyongyang from Tuesday to Thursday. Present there were officials, scientists and researchers in the fields of urban management and land and environment protection, officials, workers and technicians for afforestation in Pyongyang. Instructions of respecting the Kim Jong-un on planting and spreading half of ground covering plants, including good species of lawn, were conveyed. Lectures were given on the scientific and technical problems arising in breeding and gathering lawn seeds and increasing the rate of rooting of planted trees. The participants visited the central tree nursery of the Ministry of Urban Management and exchanged experiences. Lots of trees are planted across the PCRK in spring. Officials, working people and school youth and children in Pyongyang, South Gwangye and North Ping'an provinces and other parts of the country plan to plant tens of million trees of good species in spring this year and are planting trees including pine nuts and larch trees in the villages, along the roads and on mountains. The Secretariat of the Committee for the Peaceful Reunification of Korea released information number 1027 on Friday. The information says, upon the statement of the Supreme Command of the Korean People's Army, all the army and people of Korea are hardening their will to land an iron fist of revenge upon vicious provokers and achieve a final victory in the war for national reunification. With fear, the South Korean parties describe our recent toughest measures as attempts at strengthening the system and international direction. Furthermore, they spread false rumors slandering our supreme dignity. It is a sad cry and last-ditch effort of those frightened at the invincible might of the PPRK, winning victory after victory in the single-minded unity of the army and people around the brilliant commander of Mount Taekdur and annihilating spirit of our army and people. Those who dare to slander our supreme dignity and system will never be tolerated, wherever they may be. As already declared, they will be the first targets of merciless punishment. Attention is drawn once again to the fact that our army and people are paying special attention to the malignance of the new mistress of the poor health, which could intensify the plots and abuses against the PKRK, the information added. Abdul Hakim Rahi, Justice's Adjutant of the Islamic Republic of Pakistan in Korea, gave a reception in the Tehrangan Diplomatic Court Club in Pyongyang on the 28th, on the case of the Bay of Pakistan. Invited there were officials concerned, diplomatic representatives of different countries, and representatives of international organizations here. Present there were members of the Pakistani embassy. The Central Association of Korean Nationals in Russia made a public statement on the 20th, denouncing the fascist suppression of the South Korean parties against the anti-war and peace movement from the progressives of South Korea. The United Progressive Party of South Korea on the 21st clarified in a special resolution its will to conduct anti-war peace movement. The resolution said now the Korean Peninsula is in the worst crisis after June 25th war and demands the United States no longer persist in sanctions and military pressure against the North, but have dialogue with it without delay. The resolution expressed the will to organize anti-war peace groups in all regions and wage a practical struggle in order to overcome the crisis of confrontation and war created on the Korean Peninsula. The answer of the spokesman for the Supreme Command of the Korean People's Army to the Korean Central News Agency, undisguised U.S. nuclear blackmail shall be foiled with more powerful military countermeasures of our style, was reported on the 21st and 22nd by mass media of Russia, Vietnam, Myanmar, Cambodia, Iran, Nepal, India, Turkey, Britain, Ukraine, Slovakia, the United States, Uruguay, Peru, Mexico, Qatar, and Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe. Internet phone pages of the Socialist Party of Romania, the Communist Workers' Party of Belarus, and International Alliance of Societies for the Study of the Christian Idea and Kingdom Politics in East European and Central Asian regions. That media of China, Russia, and Japan reported on the 27th the statement of the Foreign Ministry of the PCRK issued on the 26th concerning that the U.S. hostilities against the PCRK have finally reached the threshold of a nuclear war. The Romanian Workers Association issued a statement, and the British Association for the Study of Kingdom Policy, the British Group for the Study of the Suzy Idea, and the British Chapter of the Korean Transit Association a joint statement in support of the answer of the spokesman for the Supreme Command of the Korean People's Army and answer of spokesman for the Foreign Ministry of the PCRK dated March the 20th. Meanwhile, the Bulgaria-Korea Transit Association and the Young Communist League of Czechoslovakia issued statements, and Rosanita Campos, Vice President of the Party for Free Motherlands of Brazil, issued a press statement titled, "The Cold War Against the PCRK Has Not Ended," in support of the just cause of the Korean people for safeguarding the sovereignty of the country and nation. Tadao Shibano, representative of the Society for the Study of Current Affairs of Japan, recently posted an article exposing aggressive nature and invalidity of the U.S. policy towards the PCRK on the internet homepage. And that's the end of the news, read by Kim Jun Ok and Chesung Nam. This is Voice of Korea. The Korean Central News Agency released a commentary on senseless remarks of the representative of the South Korean Samurai Party and former Vice Minister of Unification. The commentary says, a few days ago, Representative Hwang Woo-ryul of the Samurai Party sent a congressman to address the press conference welcoming the formation of the Human Rights Investigation Committee. In the address, he released such absurd remarks as clarification of those responsible for human rights violation in North Korea and due punishment. Former Vice Minister of Unification Kim Seok-woo, impudently slandering the supreme dignity of the PCRK, said, "If the result of investigation is open to the public, international sanctions would follow. They are idiots sacrificing themselves for their master, and humans come crazy for confrontation with fellow countrymen. The human rights racket raised by such stewards is nothing but a deceptive trick to conceal their traitorous nature. Our Aryan people have already declared their deathless will to totally destroy anyone who hurts the supreme dignity of the nation at any cost," the commentary warned. That was the commentary released by the Korean Central News Agency on senseless remarks of the representative of the South Korean Samurai Party and former Vice Minister of Unification. This is Voice of Korea.
GMC, we inform you that from 3 hours UTC on March 31st, 2014, the English representatives of Voice of Korea from the BPLK will broadcast on the following changes hours and frequencies. For Europe, between 13 and 14 hours UTC, between 15 and 16 hours UTC, between 18 and 19 hours UTC, and between 21 and 22 hours UTC, on 13,750 kHz and 15,245 kHz. For North America, between 13 and 14 hours UTC, and between 15 and 16 hours UTC, on 9,435 kHz and 11,710 kHz. And for Northeast Asia, between 4 and 5 hours UTC and between 6 and 7 hours UTC on 7,220 kHz, 9,445 kHz, and 9,730 kHz. The English Language Service of Voice of Korea from the Bay Shelter will broadcast on the following changes hours and frequencies. In Europe, between 13 and 14 hours UTC, between 15 and 16 hours UTC, between 18 and 19 hours UTC, and between 2, 1, and 22 hours UTC on 2,750 kHz and 15,245 kHz. For North America, between 13 and 14 hours UTC and between 15 and 16 hours UTC on 9,235 kHz and 11,710 kHz. And for North America, between 4 and 5 hours UTC and between 6 and 7 hours UTC on 7,210 kHz, 9,425 kHz, 9,730 kHz. On the 15th year of the changed hours and frequencies, which will be used from March 31st, 2014. Please enjoy your meal, Paris. This is from General Qin Sun at the Conservative Library.
Thank you.
undeniable validity of self-defense with nuclear possession. The United States is making all kinds of attempts to distort the essence of the present situation of the Korean Peninsula. The United States, together with the South Korean Pakistani and armies of satellite states, is frantically conducting large-scale joint military exercises against the PPRK. It says the current war exercises and the nuclear war means involved in them are for keeping the situation of the Korean Peninsula from being worsened by provocation of the North with nuclear missiles. And U.S. high-ranking officials continue to complain that the nuclear and missile development of the North is wrong. And if the North makes a good option, nuclear negotiations may be possible. It is nothing but a silly trick to justify the hostile policy towards the PPRK, which extremely firmed up the situation of the Korean Peninsula and create an international atmosphere of sanctions and pressure against the PPRK and thus suffocate it. As was already stressed, the PPRK has possessed news coming from the historical lesson of the history of PPRK-US confrontation. It is an invariable policy of the United States to occupy the Korean Peninsula, a point of political, military, and geographical importance in the Asia-Pacific region, take a dominant position in the region, and realize its ambition for world domination. Proceeding from it, the United States has persisted in major measures to suffocate the PPRK for nearly 70 years, since it illegally occupied South Korea in September 1945. It has constantly pursued Korea policy, depending on you, either in confrontation or dialogue with us. Its constant nuclear blackmail and war policy have compelled us to make the final conclusion that we should put a strong nuclear deterrent, a fiscal means, to defend the sovereignty of the country and the supreme interest of the nation. The option of the PPRK will remain unchanged as long as the United States persists in the hostile policy towards it and as long as the stronghold of aggression aimed at us exists on the earth. Talking about approval and recognition of any others concerning the legitimate nuclear position of the PPRK itself is really preposterous. Moreover, talking abandonment of nuclear missiles as an exchange for so-called economic benefits and bait for dollars is a despicable argument that proceeded from the money-everything way of thinking. The United States should clearly know that neither sophistry nor temptation can negate the validity of the self-defensive nuclear possession of the PPRK anymore, and unilateral abandonment is indispensable. Clumsy tricks will only highlight the stalemated U.S. hostile policy towards the PPRK and the miserable position of the present U.S. administration. The PPRK has no idea to have dialogue with the United States pursuing its policy of nuclear blackmail, but will go along the road of homegrown to the end without any destination. You've been listening to an account under the title Undeniable Validity of Self-Defense Nuclear Possession. This is Voice of Korea.
Shuri Samori, Stalin, you don't say an empty word.
Copy. Oh,
Series of beasts are like a soldier leaves on leave from fierce battle. People's Republic of Korea. Voice of Korea presents its English language service to Europe between 13 and 14 hours UTC, between 15 and 16 hours UTC, between 18 and 19 hours UTC, and between 21 and 22 hours UTC, and 7,570 kHz and 20,015 kHz. For local user, between 15 and 14 hours UTC, and between 15 and 16 hours UTC, on 9,335 kHz and 11,710 kHz. And for Northeast Asia, between 4 and 5 hours UTC, and between 6 and 7 hours UTC, on 7,220 kHz, 9,345 kHz, and 9,730 kHz. Goodbye, this is Pyongyang.